Happy Halloween to you and yours. Trick-or-treat time still going on, although starting to wrap up around our area. Third down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 47 in a 14-14 game. And they're going to run left, and Brock dropped the ball. He went to hand it off, and he dropped it. And he fell backwards and lost another yard. And now the Tigers are facing fourth down and 11. And Grady Nelson's coming on the field, and the offense is staying out there. They did this earlier in the game, on the first drive of the game, and drew a pass interference penalty. Maybe they're hoping for something like that. You've got Logan Carl out wide to the left.
You'd have to think Grady's going to be featured here, and they're going to call timeout.
And Concord wants to talk about it. We're going to keep it here with 11:23 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw and Concord tied at 14, and the Tigers facing fourth down 11. Again, the girls open up their season Tuesday at Snyder. Then they host Norwell on Saturday. What a special night that will be.
Yep.
Because the Lady Tigers will be unveiling their 2025 state runner-up banner, and the girls will be getting their rings. And Eric Thornton will be coming back to his old stomping grounds. And on top of that, Norwell won the 3A championship last year. And so I know Eric's not in radio range, so it's a kind of a surprise. They're going to make mention and honor Norwell for winning the state championship last year. So that should be very exciting and could be one of the two times that Warsaw and Norwell play this season in girls basketball, because they're both in the Hall of Fame Classic.
Gotcha. Yep.
They're on opposite sides of the bracket, but if they both win or they both lose, then there'll be a rematch.
Really cool.
Fourth down, 11 from the Tiger 46. Offense still out there with 11:23 left to play in the half, and Warsaw and Concord did a 14-14 tie. Three wideouts, all to the far side, and they're going to run a reverse. It's Tucker Reed. Reed is going to bounce to the outside. He gets away, stays in bounds, 50, 45. He's very close to the first down. It's going to depend on the spot. I don't think he made it. Well, where this official is marking the ball, it's going to be a half yard short.
Yep. And credit Tucker there. He put his head down. He knew he was going to take a lick, and he did take a lick. But, man, he tried everything he could to get that first down.
Warsaw needed 11 yards. They got 10 on that play. And Concord takes over with 11:13 left to play here in the first half. The Minutemen with their worst field position of the game, starting from their own 44-yard line.
I think they'd take that every time.
Yeah, I would think so. Brunner with two backs in the backfield, one to his right and one behind him. The one behind him is Brevard. And they'll fake the handoff. They'll pitch it to the right. Brevard took for the corner, gets a block, 40, 35, to the 30. He dances to the near side, still going to the 25. He's to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he scores. Touchdown, Concord.
Holy.
Hold on. There is a flag down on the field. There is a flag down back at the 50-yard line.
That's one of
Robbie Strawn got held on the far side.
That was one of the most incredible high school runs I've ever seen.
He had a jump cut in the middle of that, and then he spun out of that. Jump cut, which means he does a basketball jump stop, which he plays basketball too, by the way. He jump stops, jumps straight left, goes 3 yards, then spins.
Yeah.
Amazing. However, the penalty backs the ball up to the 40-yard line, and the touchdown is wiped out. We might be here all night. The way this game is going, we're a minute into the second quarter. We've been here almost 45 minutes. So Concord will regroup and back up to the 40-yard line, first down and 10.
Well, that was incredible.
Not first down and 10, first down and 14, the way it works out. Brunner will send Herman in motion. He's going to run forward after he takes the snap, and he'll get across the 40 and be marked down at the 42-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. Martin and a pole on the stop for the Tigers. Second down. Second down and 12 here for Concord. 10.5 minutes left to play first half. 14-14 the score. Brunner and his teammates on the field looking at their wristbands for the play that was signaled into them. Bo wipes his hand to the towel in the front of his uniform and takes the snap. Looking over the middle, fires it over the middle. He's got his man. It's Mark Herman, and Herman's tackled at the 46-yard line. Actually, mark him at the 47-yard line. So that's a gain of 5 more yards, although the official on the far side's moved the ball all the way to the 48-yard line. So give him an extra yard there. It's third down and 6.
Well, I like how Brunner just stays composed in that pocket. Gets the snap and just kind of...
Yep. He's not worried.
No.
He trusts the guys in front of him to give him time to throw. He'll drop again to throw. Being chased from behind. He's going to throw it on the run. He's got a man open over on the near sidelines. It's Chase Thompson. And Thompson's going to be thrown out of bounds. But they're ruling forward progress. And where they're marking the ball, he did not make the first down. He's a whole yard short. So give him a gain of 5, and it's 4th and 1.
So the far line judge ruled forward progress, but forward progress, did not, he established it, but then he started running backwards.
Yes.
So that forward progress goes away.
Yeah, my concern is the official on the far side is ultra generous.
Right.
Right now we need him to be stingy. 4th and 1, 9 minutes to play here in the second quarter in a 14-14 game. Brunner with Brevard to his left, and Concord's going to take their second timeout. We'll take this one. 9:01 left to play here in the second. 14-14 the score. 4th and 1 for Concord when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. You just heard the work of our good friend Steve Scott back at the radio station. We look forward to starting basketball season with him on a Tuesday. 14-14, Warsaw and Concord tied. 9:01 left to play here in the second quarter. Concord facing 4th down and 1 from the Tiger 47-yard line. Ball in the near hash mark, wide side of the field is right. Brunner's going to take the snap and run left, and he's going to get the first down and be dragged out of bounds into the Concord bench inside the 45-yard line. It'll be a gain of 2, officially, actually, where they're going to put the ball, given 3, Scott, and first down for Concord.
That was just a simple out of the shotgun, just kind of roll out to the left, lead blockers. That's kind of an easy first down there with so many lead blockers.
Is that their first down of the game?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Wow. Okay. From the 45, Brunner, one back beside him to his left, and it's Gomez. So they're going to hand off to him, and he'll push the pile forward across the 45 to the 42-yard line. Gain of 3 in the play. Pohl was in there along with Munez Bermudez. Second down and 7.
It's good to keep Gomez bottled up a little bit there.
You give him 3 yards to keep her from getting 23.
Yeah. Yep.
8.5 minutes left to play in the half. The Smith Appliances halftime show comes up when that time runs out. Brunner takes the snap, dropping deep, firing far side. Got a man open over the middle. It's caught inside the 35-yard line, down to the 30.
Kind of find that soft spot in the zone there.
Chase Thompson with the catch. He did not catch a ball against the Tigers first time around. He's got one there. First down for Concord. They marked the ball at the 30-yard line with 8:08 left to play here in the half. Concord has not led. Warsaw took the opening drive and scored. Concord scored on a defensive touchdown to level the game. Warsaw again scored on another long run. And Concord used a long kickoff return to set up their tying score. Brunner will fake the handoff. Now he's going to run left. He's going to keep it and turn upfield at the 30. He's going to be caught from behind by Fletcher Pohl. And the whistle sounds. And let's see where they're going to mark the ball. I don't think they're going to give him any forward progress at all. It's officially no gain on the play. And a good job by Fletcher to keep him from turning back against the grain. Second down and 10.
It kind of wrapped his arms around his waist and said, nope, that's as far as you're going to go.
And that shows you a little bit about Fletcher's strength because Brunner, again, is 6'3", 195. Second and 10. Pulling the near hash mark at the Tiger 30. Approaching 7 minutes left to play here in the first half. Tied at 14. Brunner with Brevard to his right. Takes a knee-high snap this time. Dropping back, no pressure initially. Throws the far side, got a man wide open. It's Thompson again. He makes a man miss at the 20, and he'll go down at the 19-yard line, and that should be enough for a first down for Concord. Actually, they'll mark him back at the 20. And where they mark him, I'm not 100% sure he's got the first down, but they're giving him the first down anyway.
And those pass plays are just kind of coming too easy for Concord. There's no pressure on Brunner, and the receivers are kind of wide open.
Warsaw, first time around, played a lot of zone defense against Concord, and they are doing the same here.
Yep.
From the 20, Concord's been in the red zone once. They scored. Two backs on this particular play. And they fake the handoff. They're going to throw it. It's tipped in the air and batted down incomplete. And I think two Tigers got a hand on that.
Is that Ty?
Ty Martin was one of them. Now get this. The other was Grady Nelson, whose jersey wrinkled up on him, and it looked like it was double zero.
We don't have a double zero.
We don't. It's 88. It's second down and 10. That time the Tigers with a little more pressure to get to Brunner. Next time, hopefully, they can tip that up and somebody can snag it and take off with it the other way. Two backs in the backfield. Gomez to the right of Brunner. Brevard behind him. They fake the handoff. Pump fake. Hit as he throws down the middle of the field. It's wide open, and it's Thompson, and it's a touchdown. Touchdown Concord on a 20-yard pass from Brunner to Thompson. And Concord has the lead for the first time tonight. It's 20-14.
So Thompson split out there. Kind of just found a seam. Kind of got through that zone. Nobody was really around him, and good throw by Brunner just to lead him nicely into the end zone. That drive was a little too easy for Concord.
Potter now to make it a 7-point Concord lead. Bavard looks back and says, "Ready, dude?" He says he is. There's the snap. There's the spot. The kick is inside the right upright, and it's good. 21-14. Concord has the lead. 6:17 left to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you at Freed Field, Penn High School. The normal occupants of this venue on the road tonight taking on Portage in their sectional in 6A. Concord does not have a home field. They are building a new complex. It looks beautiful. It's going to be great. Dave Preheim, their athletic director, telling us all about it at the volleyball sectional a couple of Saturdays ago. Football team from Warsaw trailing now for the first time tonight, 21-14. 6:17 left to play here in the first half. Potter, 3-for-3 on kickoffs into the end zone. And he's 4-for-4 because that one's going to land about the same spot. Right in the middle of the M in Kingsman in the end zone. Warsaw will take over at the 20-yard line for the fourth time in the football game, this time down by 7, Andy.
You just kind of get a feeling that this is a crucial drive. You know, we were kind of – obviously the events were vastly different than last game, but the score is kind of the same. It's a one-score game, and, man, you just don't want to have this thing get away from you in the second half.
Well, and remember, Concord's going to get the ball to start the third quarter.
Thing, right.
So you want to score here and keep the pressure on them, hoping that they will make a mistake. Ball in the middle of the field at the 20 at the north end. They hand off to Schenck, and he'll plow forward, and he gets good yardage. He got 8 yards out to the 28-yard line. The flag comes in at the end of the play, and let's see what that's about.
I wonder if there's some shenanigans after the play's over.
I think there was. Warsaw's backing up, so that's not good news. Illegal block against the Tigers. Illegal block against Warsaw. So that'll wipe out those 8 yards. Move the ball back to the 18-yard line. Tigers, with the exception of two games, not really dealing with a lot of penalties this season. 37 yards per game in penalties. But they've had a couple of whoppers here to start this game.
And that's the thing, too. We haven't seen a whole lot of holding penalties against Warsaw.
No.
And against for a rushing team, that's a really good stat. But we've had two so far tonight.
Exactly halfway through quarter two. And they're going to run Schenck up the middle again. And Schenck will get couple of yards out to the 23-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play. Second down and 8 coming up for the Tigers. 7. Second down and 7. If nothing else, Warsaw, even if they don't score, Warsaw wants to keep this ball and run the clock out so Concord can't get their hands on it and get, for what we call in basketball, 2-for-1, where you score and then get the ball to start the next quarter and score again.
It's like a 2-for-0.
Brock, Shank up the middle. Not much room. Got very, very little. You had Renier Davila on the stop for Concord. He's the one that blew the play up. No gain. Third down coming up for the Tigers. They're throwing 23. They have to get the ball right to the 30 to get a first down. Under 5 minutes left to play. Each team, we believe, has one timeout left.
Probably look for something on the edges here or maybe a play-action pass.
They did that once, and it worked for a pass interference penalty on fourth down. Concord believes they're running. There's a play-action fake. Brock was going to run. Now he's going to throw it down the middle of the field, and it's tipped and incomplete. And Grady Nelson got hit right as the ball arrived. And the Tigers, for the first time tonight, will send the punt unit out. If that ball's out in front of him, it's a big game.
I was just thinking that because Grady had to kind of slow up to catch that ball or to try to catch that ball. Boy.
Whitaker back to kick for the Tigers. Fisher on the season, 7 punts for an average of 35. And Reese Brevard is lurking back there at the 50, waiting for an opportunity. Oh, the snap is wide right, and Whitaker's going to have it blocked. It's going to be blocked. It's going to roll dead at the 14-yard line. The snap was off target. Whitaker then reached for it, bobbled it, and Concord's going to take over at the Tiger 14 with 4:22 left to play in the half.
And that's, that's stating the obvious, but that's not what we need there. And that's, and you're right, that's going to be a, that's more than likely going to be a 2-for-1 there because they're going to, you know, obviously they're in, well in scoring position right now, and they get the ball back. Wow.
So Concord with a chance to increase what is already a 7-point lead from the Tiger 14-yard line. And now they run some chicanery, and that fumbled the football. It's rolling around loose, but I think Gomez got back on it. They put Gomez in at quarterback, which he's listed as the backup quarterback. They faked the handoff, and then Gomez took a step forward, and the ball squirted out. And Gomez will actually lose 4 yards back to the 18-yard line.
Well, that was the old Kansas City Chief carousel thing where they go around in a circle.
Mercy.
Boy, we've seen a lot this game.
We
so
have
far.
Seen a lot. We're not even halftime yet. Second down and 14 after the loss of 4. Brunner's got wide receivers on either side of the formation out wide. He's got two backs in the backfield with him, one on either side. And they will hand off to Brevard, and he will dance through the hole, and then the hole closes. And he'll be tackled down at about the 16-yard line, so a gain of 2, and it sets up third down and 12.
And if Brevard's going to get the ball, you want him getting the ball where there's a bunch of Warsaw Tiger defenders. Good group tackle there.
Well, this is the spot where Brunner was so good running the ball. The Tigers only rushed 3, and Brunner found his way beyond them and then took off. And first game they played, he hurt them badly this way. From the 16, Bo takes the snap, drops back. Here comes pressure, steps up in the pocket, looking. He's going to take off and run, and he's going to go out of bounds at the 10-yard line. So he'll get 6 yards to the 10, but now it's fourth down. And I'd be stunned if they don't send the field goal unit out here. You've got a sure 3 points, up by 7 already. And there goes Potter onto the field. This is the wise play for Concord. You got a chance to go up 10. You know you're getting the ball to start the third quarter. And, again, Potter, 5 of 9 on field goals, but he's hit a 59-yarder. This is a 27-yard try. The angle is not the best.
Right.
As a right-footed kicker, you'd prefer to be on the other side. But for Potter, this is not really a problem. And now whistles sound and delay of game.
Huh.
And maybe that 5-yard penalty maybe is to improve his angle a little bit.
Yep, you'd have to think so. It's a little difficult to get a delay game on a field goal attempt there.
So that'll back the ball up to the 15 and make this a 32-yard try. Again, Potter can hit from basically anywhere on his side of the 50. So the distance here is no big deal. Brevard ready for it. High snap this time. Spot is down. Kick is up. Plenty of distance, and it is good. 3:07 left to play in the first half. Concord 24, Warsaw 14. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up shortly. After Nathan Potter knocks home a 32-yard field goal to increase Concord's lead to 10 at 24-14. We'll have the first half scoring. 2 minutes of news from Dean Spaulding. Steve will text us some scores that we'll pass along to you. Then we'll run through the first half stats. All of that brought to you on the Smith Appliances halftime show. I think it's safe to say the Tigers are going to start at the 20-yard line because Potter is 4-for-4 on kickoffs into the end zone. And he'll walk to the ball, now run to it. And he'll drive it. Oh, it's high and it's short. This is going to land in bounds, and Reed's going to take it at the 10-yard line. 15, 20, 25, and he'll go down there. That's interesting. That looked like that was on purpose.
That was on purpose.
Warsaw with the ball at the 25-yard line and 3:01 left to play in the first half, trailing 24-14.
Be nice to score this drive.
Yes.
You just have to think if Concord gets the ball to start that second half, which they will, a score by them, that's
yes,
make things very difficult.
If it doesn't change, if Warsaw doesn't score here, that would most certainly be true. Ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the formation is the right for Quentin Brock in the offense from the 25. On the counter, they give to Reed up the middle, and Tucker will get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. He cut up field that time and cut right into the waiting arms of Elias Santiago for the Concord defense. Their backup defensive lineman, second down and 10.
He's a big boy as well. Kind of just bear hugged him and said, "You're not going anywhere."
Yes.
I don't know if that was necessarily a tackle. It was a
5'11", 245 for Elias. Second down and 10. Ball in the same spot it was. Carl out here to the right with single coverage. And they're going to pitch it to Reed running to the right. He'll turn up field. He'll be spun around at the 28-yard line and go down at the 29. Tucker Reed with 4 yards on that carry, and it's third down and 6 with 2:10 left. And Concord only has one timeout left. Craig Kaler just checking to make sure that that was true. Because if Warsaw doesn't get a first down here, he's going to take that last timeout right now.
Better pursuit there from the Concord defense as well.
Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Warsaw trailing by 10, facing third down and 6 from their own 29-yard line. Option play, late pitch back Harmon. He's hit at the 30 and slung to the ground. Reese Brevard, like he was shot out of a cannon, came flying up and stops Harmon for a 1-yard gain. It's fourth down, and Concord takes their final timeout, Andy, with 1:27 left to play.
And you want to talk about pursuit to the ball. You're right. It's like he was shot out of a cannon because he came back from that strong safety spot and just sprinted and got him for a loss.
There was no Tiger anywhere near blocking him either.
Athlete's going to athlete.
Yes, and he is that. He is all that.
So now you're kind of thinking Concord's in like a two-minute mode now.
Oh, for sure.
Know?
Absolutely. They got a chance to add to this.
Yeah.
before halftime and then get the ball to start the third quarter. This is a very, very dangerous spot here for the Tigers. And the offense, by the way, is staying on the field. Warsaw's going to go for this.
Huh.
Well, they just had a punt blocked punt snap and a bobble by the punter. So Bart Curtis looks at this situation and says, my best chance to get something good here is to get 5 yards on this next play and move the chains. Owens wide to the near side. You have Reed in the slot this time. Logan Carl out wide on fourth down and 5 with 1:27 left in the half. The Tigers down by 10. Hard count. Brock rolling out, looking, fires it on the run. Got a man, Tucker Reed. He's got the first down out near the 40-yard line. That's maybe the best throw of the year by Quentin Brock. It's a gain of 10 and a first down for the Tigers with 1:21 to go in the half.
Yep, just kind of a rollout to the left, which makes it a little bit easier for a right-handed thrower like Quentin. Great pass on target with a little bit of zip to it.
Tucker Reed with his fourth reception of the season, now for 70 yards. First down from the 40 with 1:21 left in the half. Warsaw has one timeout. Brock now rolling to his right, looking. Going to loft it up the near sidelines. And Carl is grabbed. And is anybody going to see it? No.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow.
They grabbed Logan Carl's jersey and pulled it right out of his pants. And nobody was nearby to throw a flag.
That's
second down and 10. 1:13
wow.
left. Carl was a step behind the defender. And Herman just grabbed the hold of his jersey and would not let go. And nobody said a word about it.
You had the back judge there, the line judge there. Man.
But there's a guy standing right there from it, 10 yards from
right.
it. Said nothing. Second and 10. Brock under center. Option play left. Late pitch back to Herman, and he's going to run out of bounds, be pushed way out of bounds. Got a yard, I think, and that's all. Yes, give him a yard. Herman a yard for Warsaw from the 22. And it'll be third down and 9 at the 41 with 1:08 left. Again, the Tigers with one timeout. Concord now has no timeouts remaining. We'll tell you what Concord did for us here in just a minute. Ball in the far hash mark, third down and 9. And now whistle sound, and Warsaw is going to take their final timeout. Timeout, Tigers. We're going to take one with 1:08 left to play here in the half. It's Concord 24, Warsaw 14, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 1:08 before the Smith Appliances halftime show. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis. Tigers trailing by 10. Facing third down and 9 from their own 41-yard line. Tigers have had some pretty good success running the football out wide, although Concord now is starting to adjust to that and get people out
yes.
wide. Let's see if they try the middle of that line here on this third down play. Brock under center takes the snap, and he will try it himself up the middle. He'll dive forward for 3 yards to the 44-yard line. Neither team can stop the clock. And the difference between the game clock and the play clock is about 22 seconds. So Warsaw can't run the clock out unless they get a first down. And it's fourth down and 6. Warsaw's going to let this run down as far as they can.
I don't blame them.
Play clock at 13 as they come to the line of scrimmage. Concord's looking at having about 15 seconds left after this play if Warsaw doesn't get their first down. Brock, play action fake, lobs it down the middle of the field. Got a man wide open. It's Tucker Reed. He got it. Touchdown. It hit his right hand. He flipped it up in the air. It hit his right hand again, and he hauled it in and scores. A 57-yard touchdown pass from Brock to Tucker Reed, and Warsaw's back in the game at 24-20. Hello.
Unbelievable. Oh, my word. Tucker did everything he could to catch that ball, because that ball was slightly overthrown. He kind of batted it up and like, hit off his hand. And what hand-eye coordination. Holy moly.
17 seconds left to play in the half. Now Conley for the point after. Reed trying to get his heart rate down so he can catch the snap and put it down for Conley to kick it. Snap, spot, kick up, and it is good. 24-21, Warsaw within three with 17.6 left to play in the half.
That is unbelievable.
Well, I will tell you this. Earlier in the drive on fourth down, Brock to Reed was Quinton's best pass
right.
of the season.
Yep.
That one will not be shown in any textbooks on how to throw a pass. He threw that backing off, up off
yep,
his back foot. And Tucker was
wide.
He was four or five yards wide open.
Yeah, the defender either slipped or lost track of him, whatever. But, man, because when Quinton threw that ball and I'm watching it in the air, I'm like, that's overthrown. It's going to overthrow him by a couple yards. And Tucker just kind of hits that ball up and it bounces off his chest. Taps it up again once to himself. It's almost like that's the only way he was going to be able to catch that ball
is by
tapping it back up.
It was.
Unbelievable. Oh, my word.
On fourth down and six.
On fourth and six, where if you don't convert, Concord's got the ball at the 40, our 40.
Yes, and they need about 10 yards to kick a field goal to make it 27-14 and get the ball to start the third quarter.
What a turn. This game is
a crazy game. Well, now what does Warsaw do with the kickoff? They've kicked it deep once. And Concord ran a reverse, and Brevard ran it back to their 20-yard line. Concord adds a fifth person up front, although I doubt that Bart Curtis would do an onside kick here because Concord could run two plays and be well within Potter field goal range. Might just be tempted just to kick it out of bounds. And Luis will bounce it down the field. Bouncing. Grabbed at the 30-yard line. 35, 40 to the 45 and out near midfield. Let's see who we can give credit. That's Jackson, who scooped up a fumble and ran it back for a score to get Concord on the board. Runs it back to the 48-yard line with 11 seconds left, and Concord could easily get two plays in here.
You never know. This game has had more twists and turns.
It's a Hitchcock movie.
It is.
It's a Hitchcock movie. And maybe there's still a twist yet to be had here in the first half. Brunner takes the stop, dropping deep to throw. Now drifting to his left, looking. Here comes a blitzer. He'll throw it out to the near side. The guy who made the catch fell down in bounds. The catch was made by Tavion Beach, and that's going to do it. He didn't get a first down. He stayed in bounds, and he went down. So that's a gain of 45. How many you got there, Scott? Seven? Gain of seven on the play. And we've come to halftime here at Freed Field, and we all need halftime. We may need a nap after that first half. Concord 24, Warsaw 21. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up next on News Now Warsaw.